read the report that Judy Whitner wrote for Carolyn Farrell. She did some interviews with a number of faculty from online at the time of the affiliation, and okay. She wrote up a report. And, you know, I mean, it doesn't, it represents some of the views. She didn't talk to as many of the people who were angry and more critical. She talked to some, but not as many who she talked to more people who somewhat benefited. I mean, I materially benefited. Certainly the resources for faculty and the salary is better, and, you know, mm-hmm. the workload is much better. Boy, we had to work a lot harder. I should say, you know, that it's a research university, there isn't. But at Mundelein, those of us in the history department were trying to do a little research and, you know, writing along with a very heavy teaching load and committees and everything. So the respect for, you know, faculty research and all the time allotted for it, the money allotted for it, was, I mean, it didn't exist.
It didn't exist at Mundelein.
And it exists at Loyola. So, you know, that was very nice, but the loss of a sense of commitment to a goal. I mean, we just had a meeting and talking about the latest CARP report, the faculty committee that reviewed all the departments and is now under discussion for, you know, focusing at Loyola. And, you know, once again, the basic thing is there's no vision. Mm-hmm. It's like every department has reviewed and, you know, it's all these details, but no sense of how any of us should all be, you know, organizing our talent and our resources toward this sense of Loyola. It's like the history department is its own little world. And, of course, we can never feel that way at Mundelein. And that's partly size, but it also has to do with a sense of commitment to what we're about. And Loyola, I don't know if it had one and lost it. I mean, the Jesuit ideal, which is fine, I agree with it, but it's not Loyola, it's like all Jesuit institutions. It's mm-hmm. not, you know, what about this one? So there's still a muddle there, and that sense of being part of something larger, being connected to students and their success mattering in the sense that dynamic about the connection in the community, even being connected to one another as faculty, you know, and caring about the one another's work or knowing about it. Just doesn't exist. And that isn't just size. That's really that there's just not that kind of commitment of the university. And I would say, I mean, I think it's gendered. I think in a lot of ways the Jesuit tradition, valuable as it is very hierarchical, very individualized, very much, you know, and a men's sense of community is much more, what I say, functional rather than relational.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, women's sense of community is was much more inclusive, much more focused on the dynamics of relationships rather than the tasks. And so it's a male-run institution.
And that's a fundamental difference,
right.
Yeah.
And so the ethos of what's important and what's valued is task, function. You know, I said this about the buildings. I find Loyola, I actually think Father Pitterit's improvement of the appearance of the campus is very nice. You know, the flowers and the grass and the trees. And but the buildings themselves are very, it's a very unwelcoming environment. There's no places, there are no places that foster relationships. You know,
Right, it's all, they all foster function.
Right. Right. And so, and one of the few places where it's a functional space, but it's also a hospitable space, and it's based on a relationship that's established there that is then able to welcome others, is the Gannon Center for Women in Leadership, because there's the Gannon Center, there's now Women's Studies, and there's the archives. So there are people who have created a community that can welcome a community.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a space that works as a functional space, but it also works as a hospitable space.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only place in Loyola that that exists. And I think, well, it could exist other places.
Yeah.
But it doesn't. Because there just isn't that notion that that is the way the intellectual life and the life of an intellectual community that's, and it's also, I think, one of the few places where the intellectual life and the activist life of commitment to social change, politics, social justice, is integrated.
Mm-hmm. And it's probably, do you think that it's been, what, 10 years almost, mm-hmm. since the affiliation, that it's probably not going to change if over 10 years there isn't enough?
Well, I think, you know, I mean, where the change will come, or where the benefit to Loyola is, which I think is totally unrecognized, but is that the Gannon Center for Women Leadership does provide an alternate environment,
mm-hmm.
that could be a model, but, you know, is basically ignored. One of the things that I found really appalling, I'm still quite angry about it, is the Jesuits had a conference on, you know, their commitment to social justice, which they made 25 years ago or whatever, and then they just had a big gathering of all institutions in California, I think, to talk about how they had all done this report over a year and a half or 2 years on how well they had fulfilled this commitment. And, you know, 5 or 6 years ago, they made a commitment to listening to women, but they somehow never really very fully integrated that into their social justice agenda. So when I went to the discussion at Loyola and tried to raise the issue about, you know, gender justice and the analysis of gender in their campaigns for social justice and their service learning and their work for the poor in, you know, Nicaragua or Guatemala or wherever, is there an awareness of how gender operates and, you know, an attention to the fact that men and women are not the same when they're poor, mm-hmm. they don't experience injustice in the same way. It was like deaf ears. Oh yes, everyone cares about that, but nobody does anything about it. Nothing about gender justice was raised in the final report. And So the awareness of the fact that differences in men and women and the commitment to women is not something that happens just because they'll treat us like men.
Oh, right.
Which
because
is
there
the
are
notion of equality. That,
mm-hmm.
I mean, the Jesuits and Loyola have not gotten beyond the notion that equality means you can be like men, in my view.
Right.
So, and I think, well, you know, that is a very liberal and limited notion of what equality is really about. We haven't addressed diversity, you know. So in that sense, this seed planted that seems to be growing,
mm-hmm.
I worry about, you know, what's going to happen when Carolyn is not running it anymore, although certainly there are other talented people who can carry on. But that's, for me, that's an oasis in an otherwise desert landscape.
Okay.
So, and I, you know, again, with some real respect for the history department, which is a good environment, but
yeah.
not
overall.
And overall, as a department, it's even better on women's issues. But this dynamic that was at Mundelein is only somewhat maintained in the Gannon Center environment.
Okay.
So that's really important for me.
Yeah, I appreciate that there's an archives there.
That's right.
So, well, I think we should probably stop because it's already been almost 2 hours.
Okay.
So thank you very much.